Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. We're going to be dealing with the why me question this week. Why me? Why did this happen to me? Why couldn't this have happened to someone else? And we're going to be doing it by looking at the story of Joseph. I've already been introducing to you the family situation. We have a highly dysfunctional family led by Jacob, who has now just recently come to believe in Jesus. He's made a train wreck of his life, his family, his multiple wives, children who are rivals, children who are actually now basically part of a gang that's just wreaking havoc around the land of Canaan, involved in all kinds of what today would be illegal activities, certainly against God's law back then. And God's going to take this family, and yes, they're going to go through some difficult times, but God has a plan for them. God is going to use them to accomplish great things and great purposes. And at different points along the way, I'm sure Jacob said, "Why me?" But there's purpose behind it, and there is for what you're going through as well. We'll see that story unfold this week. I want to begin, though, by talking about Vacation Bible School. We have started Vacation Bible School, and if you haven't been a part of it, if you're looking for a place for your kids to be involved, or if you would like to be involved, we have Vacation Bible School classes going on this week for all ages, whether you're 2 or 102, we've got a class for you. We start at 5:30. We have a meal at 5:30 together. Everything is free. Everyone is welcome, and we encourage you to come. It ends at 9 o'clock. That's at Fairfax First Baptist Church tonight, running through Friday. If you have any questions, you can give me a call, 803-943-8237. That's at Fairfax First Baptist Church tonight, starting at 5:30. Also, we have made some room available for summer camp. If you have not registered for summer camp, you need to register right away before we fill up, but we do still have some slots. That's for kids ages 6 all the way up through 18. We are going to have camp from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, starting June 19th, and it's going to be an impactful summer on your kids. We're hoping to really take some of these principles in the Bible and how to live a successful life and how to live life with passion and to pursue a dream and to pursue God in your life and to do that also in your academics and all the areas that are important. And we're going to have a lot of sports. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're also going to focus on the Bible and some academic work as well. That's going to be all summer long. It's $20 for one child for the whole summer. We're providing meals, everything. So if you'd like more information about that, the number is 803-943-8237. Well, this week we're talking about Joseph. Joseph is someone, you know, let's look at the story just briefly. He has 11 brothers, 10 older brothers. They can't stand him. They despise him. Why? Because he's the favored son. He's the one that daddy loves most, and everyone knows it. And so they're driven by jealousy and anger, and they decide to kill him. And instead of killing him at the last minute after they grab him, they say, you know what, we could make money off of him. Let's sell him into slavery. And so they sell him into slavery, and Joseph then has 20 years in which time not only is he a slave, but he also gets thrown in prison, falsely accused for a crime. If anyone could ask the why me question, it's Joseph. Another person in the story that I'm sure asks why me is Jacob, his father. Jacob loved Joseph more than anyone, and he believes Joseph is killed. His sons all lie to him, show him a garment covered in blood, and say, we found this. Is this your son Joseph? And Jacob begins mourning, and he says, I'm going to mourn the rest of my life until I go to the grave and get to be with my son. He gives up on life. He says, you know, I'm through, and I'm just waiting around to die, is where Jacob is. And so he struggles with this. Why would God allow my precious 17-year-old son to be torn apart by a wild animal? And yet the whole way through, we see not only does God know about it, God plans the whole thing. And in the middle of the pain, it doesn't make any sense. But on the other side of the pain, it makes perfect sense. And while Jacob is grieving and missing out on 20 years of his life, basically, Joseph has full confidence in God, that God is in control, that God has a good purpose behind it, and he just keeps living his life, living with passion for God's glory, living with passion for serving God. He doesn't let it take the joy and peace from him and fill him with bitterness. No, he keeps his mind focused on a God who he knows loves him and has a plan for all these things, and Joseph is right in the end. And I think we can learn so much from this, even though when we don't understand why God is doing what he's doing, we can trust him. The number one reason we can trust him is because he sent his son Jesus to die on a cross for our sin. He knows suffering. He knows what it is to be mistreated. He knows what it is to face horror. And he's done it for us, on our behalf, once and for all, proving that he is a God who is capable of doing all things and does what is good and right and just, even when we don't understand. And so that's what we see in the Joseph story. Let's look first in chapter 37 of Joseph. It tells us that he was a young man of 17, and it says that he went and brought a bad report about his father's sons. Chapter 37, verse 3 says, Israel, that's Jacob, loved Joseph more than any of his other sons because he had been born to him in his old age. Now, I want to start dealing with a question here. By the end of the story, 20 years later, Joseph is going to be reunited with his brothers, and his brothers are terrified of Joseph. Joseph ends up being put in a high position of power over the mightiest nation on earth, Egypt, and he could have his brothers flogged, he could have them put to death, he could have them thrown in prison, he could do whatever he wants with his brothers. And his brothers appear before Joseph 20 years after they have mistreated him, almost killed him, sold him into slavery. 20 years later, they're before him, and they're saying, Joseph, please, please don't hurt us. Your dad wouldn't want you to hurt us. And Joseph says, what are you talking about? Why would I hurt you? You're my brothers. Yes, you intended to harm me, but, Joseph says, God intended it for good. So all along, all the different things that Joseph goes through, he always has confidence that this is part of God's plan. And the question comes up, I think, how did God plan this event? Is it just that he allowed the brothers to do what they did and didn't step in and stop them? Or did he actually plan it? Well, Joseph says God intended it for good. So according to Joseph, God planned that his brothers would betray him and sell him into slavery and have him go through 20 years of pain this way. So how is that? Well, we see it in our text in Genesis 37. The first thing is that Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons because he had been born to him in his old age. That's by the plan of God. God, we read earlier in Genesis, opened up the womb of Leah, Jacob's wife, and she had multiple children. And only after 10 other children were born does Rachel, Jacob's favorite wife, finally have children. And the text even tells us that God was not enabling her to conceive and give birth. But later on, after the other 10 children are born, God opens Rachel's womb. And so this was all by the plan of God that Jacob's favorite wife, Rachel, would not have a child until after all the others. God was planning that Joseph would be the favored son from the beginning. This is what begins the anger towards Joseph. There's two other specific things God does to make sure that these tragic events come about, and we're going to look at them tomorrow. And again, the reason that we're looking at this is because if God purposefully planned it out, that means there's good behind it, and we'll find the good there, and I believe encourage you in what you're going through as well. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.